I can't believe it's news.
You are fake news.
With Brad and John.
Well, 4th of July, big 4-day holiday for some folks. And the summer road trips in there, family reunions to get to, big parties. A 13-year-old kid and his 15-year-old brother were on a, with the family, going from Florida to Tennessee, road trip. And the family from Clarksville, Tennessee, was visiting Crestview, Florida over the weekend. And Saturday, they're getting ready to pile into the car and drive home. And that's about 450 miles. 8 hours with no stops, they say. Before they could go, the family's 13-year-old stabbed the 15-year-old brother in the arm 3 times with a pocket knife. And when the cops asked him why, he said, quote, "I'd rather be in jail than spend 8 hours in the car with him." No word on whether or not he's going to face charges, according to CBS 5 Nashville, but stabbed his brother 3 times to avoid riding in the back seat with him.
Well,
you think you had it tough going down the road in a station wagon with five of you?
I have 5 of us, so I know where that kid's coming from. 5 of us crammed into a Delta 88. It was brutal. No air conditioning. Hey, we had no air conditioning. That kid probably had air conditioning in his car. Okay, you still got a month until the 50th anniversary of Woodstock. But a guy in Wisconsin decided to pay tribute just a couple of days ago. 29-year-old Benjamin was arrested after he was found running naked in a parking lot on tons of acid. His words, tons of acid. Benjamin was found running around this parking lot and yelling incoherently the other day. He told officers, quote, "You already know, man. There's nothing wrong with this. That's what all these drugs are for." And they said, "Benjamin, what are you talking about?" He said, "Hey, man.
Turn the lights on your car back on. Come on, man.
What's wrong with being a heroin addict?" said Benjamin. Well, he wasn't even on. He was on the acid, is what he was. And then they said,
"Yeah,
Benjamin,
I mainlined it, man.
Yeah, what's really going on here?" And then Benjamin said, "Quote: I'm on, and I'm re. This is a direct quote. I'm on tons and tons and tons and tons and tons of acid." Unquote. And Benjamin was brought to a cell. Or he could chill out for a little while.
If I think about it, the bars can make shapes. And he's, he's probably tripping.
And finally, the 4th of July, 4-day holiday, wraps up here, and I can't believe it's news, with a story sent to us by Greg. Appreciate it. Brad and John at KISM.com. To Arkansas, Central Arkansas, where 12 people were arrested and 5 were injured in a 4th of July fireworks war, is what they're calling it, near College Station. They say 12 people on varying charges were arrested on several charges after deputies received minor burns from people shooting fireworks at them. The crowd in College Station, which they said built to about 250 to 300 people, were having a fireworks war back and forth. They say residents shot so many firecrackers at ambulances that the first responders could no longer drive into the area, meaning deputies had to transport people with missing fingers 3 or 4 blocks away before a medic could see them. They say deputies applied tourniquets and bandages to multiple people who suffered burns from the display-grade fireworks. The fireworks are illegal, are legal to possess and fire in the county, but not allowed to be recklessly deployed or explosives used to injure other people.
You said they're display grade, so these aren't just firecrackers. Oh, these are the things that you see.
Display grade, like launching tubes, mortars and stuff. And mortars. Kind of stuff, 12 people arrested, 5 people injured.